Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Our friend Mike, who is an air traffic controller. He's been listening to the show for a long time. I think he came to see us once, right? Didn't he see us once at the studios? I feel like he did. Regardless, he says Cleveland is known for bed bugs and that Green Bay is a much better city than Cleveland. Yeah. So,
oh, these people are so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, how you doing?
They
how you doing?
Be thrilled. I mean, everyone's in town for the draft. I mean, what a... What a beautiful idea. The setting that you have there at your hotel room in Green Bay with the, you got the umbrella and the indoor pool behind you. It's really spectacular.
Yep. And the city was just giving out, they gave us gift bags when we got here.
But the setting that you're in right now at this motel overlooking the indoor pool, have you ever been to Lake Como? It really reminds me of Italy.
You think you're funny. This is a bon voy.
Let's do cat talk. Start out the 3 o'clock hour here, Solana. Give us a little bit of cat talk.
Purvis.
Militia.
Cat Talk is brought to you by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Shop online at HollywoodKia.com. Sam Bennett opened it up. Benny.
Holy mackerel. That Bennett goal was great.
Yes.
Just knocked it right out of the air.
I was reading this in The Athletic, just like a little recap of the game yesterday, and they write, the defending champs flexed their muscles while standing directly in front of Tampa Bay's Hall of Fame goaltender in the second period, and they go on to kind of just recap all of the goals, where it's just, hey, our guys are right in front of Vasilevsky, doesn't matter, we're getting the puck to him, and he's going to score on him every single time, leads to 6 goals.
By the way, there was some great video yesterday of one of our former goalies, Anthony Stolarz. He is minding the net for Toronto. And these goalies, especially come playoff time, don't start pulling up shop right in front of the net. And Stolarz is hitting this guy in the back over and over. Skates away a little bit, comes back, and Stolarz just lays him out on his ass.
I
love it. Absolutely love it.
They were banging. Panthers were banging. Fun. Yeah, they were catching. They caught a dude straight in his chest and threw him up on the glass in that second period.
Yeah, he got a penalty for that, didn't he?
I believe so, but I still liked it.
That's your cat talk.
All right. Will Manso's going to join us today from Cleveland in this hour. Oh, let's do headlines, I guess. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
The Miami Heat will play tonight. They're in Cleveland. Game 2, gentlemen. Game 2.
Anybody betting on the Heat tonight? Plus 12?
Oh, I'll take the points. I don't think they have a chance to win, but 12 is high. I think they come out
That about Memphis last night, too.
I know. I was close. It was like 10.
Actually, it was close. Right? What was the final score? Because what was it, like 14 and a half or 15? It was the line?
14 and a half, and I think they won by like 16 or something. It wasn't far off, but they can't slow anybody down.
Are you talking about game 1 Heat Cavs?
No. I'm talking about last night's OKC game.
Yeah.
give you the other lines tonight. Boston is a 10.5-point favorite over Orlando. That's the 7 o'clock game tonight. Heat game, I told you, Heat are 12-point dogs in Cleveland. And the late game tonight, you want to guess? Houston hosting Golden State. I think Golden State's up 1-0 in that series.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's low. Low, because they got whooped the other night. Houston still favored, 2.5.
3.5.
Yeah.
Steph Curry tonight, over under, you want to guess?
27.5.
A million.
It is a million. 25.5.
Over.
Jimmy Butler?
22.5.
22.5. Mm. Nailed it.
Under.
Draymond Green?
6.
7.5.
Draymond can still play defense, but he is terrible on the offensive side.
You bet a prop. Steph Curry over 40 is plus 1,100. If you think he's going off tonight, Solana.
Nah, Houston's like legitimately great defensively. They were making his life hell the other day in game one. I was watching a recap of it the other day, like just making his life hell. Did you guys see the shot Steph Curry drilled, by the way, falling out of bounds, high right side, late in the third quarter, maybe it was before halftime. And the call from Kevin Harlan was like, that is not geometrically possible.
Oh, I did see that. This is not geometrically possible.
Yeah.
What do you think the line is tomorrow? OKC at Memphis.
OKC got a 10.
Delana.
OKC 12.5.
8.5.
Really?
Over.
I mean, you think Memphis has nothing. They just got nothing for the entire series.
I just don't think they can play with them. I think it's just a lack of talent, coaching. Like, OKC is – SGA hadn't even gone off yet.
How about Clippers tomorrow hosting the Nuggets? Series tied at 1.
Clippers, same thing, about 3.5.
Clippers minus 1 or 1.5?
Clippers minus 5.
Really? This series seems is a big, knife right? fight, man. It's a knife
and,
fight.
Seems big.
But Jokic played terrible and still had a triple-double, I believe.
How about Friday? The Bucks down 2-0 hosting the Pacers.
Bucks 4.
Yeah, Bucks 4. Bucks 4.
Nailed it. And the other game Friday, the Timberwolves 1-1 with L.A. Timberwolves hosting the Lakers.
Timberwolves 2.5.
3.
Yeah.
Someone texted in the show. There's a million texts. I got to find it. Someone texted in. Solana responded, but somebody texted in. WTF is this show about? I've tuned in 4 times this week. If it's not food, it's effing gambling. Sucks. Solana responded, that is literally the show. It's probably just not for you. And he's right. It is. It's gambling and food. It is literally the show. We have 200 texts, I would say, since 2 o'clock. Solana has responded to that one and this one. I do the same thing. This was based on our conversation with Zach Elb and Corn Dogs. I do the same thing, but with frozen raviolis and some sauce after work. Solana took the time to respond to that texter. Ravioli beefaroni after school is one of my favorite childhood memories.
How do you pick which text you respond to?
I don't know.
Literally, there's probably 200-300 texts that have come in because the first hour and 15 minutes of this show has been so many different places. People outraged, obviously, that I've never had scrambled eggs, and I get it. Like, I can't blame anyone for being outraged by that.
What, sunny side up eggs?
Like, I don't eat eggs. You know I don't eat eggs.
A poached egg? Even, come on, Hawk.
As a kid,
I don't even know what a poached egg is.
Boiled eggs?
Nah, I don't like the smell.
Egg salad?
No.
Egg burger, fried eggs.
All right, Bubba.
Quail egg.
I have had a quail egg stuffed into an octopus's head in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So you won't eat a chicken egg, but you eat octopus with quail eggs shoved in them?
Well, I don't know. When when in Rome.
When in America, eat a damn scrambled egg plate. What about like a muffin, like a bacon?
So
egg
I've had
cheese?
two egg sandwiches in my life recently when we started talking about that, because we had that free coupon. We had the coupon for a free Sizzly at Wawa. I'd gotten that at a Panthers game. I think it was two seasons ago. And Lori and I remember the story. I remember the day that I had my first ever egg sandwich. We were taking the Amtrak train up to Tampa to visit DJ a couple of years ago. And there's a Wawa right next to the station in Deerfield. And I was like, everybody keeps talking about these egg sandwiches. And I had a coupon for a free Sizzly. So it had to be an egg sandwich. So I got one. It was like one of the best things I'd ever eaten. Like I couldn't believe how good it was. And so I've subsequently had one more of those at Wawa over the last couple of years. And when my wife goes out, when we go out on the weekend for breakfast, I get my avocado toast. She, all I would say about 90% of the time, gets an egg sandwich, wherever we are, some sort of egg sandwich. And I've taken to having a bite or two. They happen to be good. They'll stick around.
So now you're like the baseball guy. You're just against egg sandwiches now.
I do want to try a McMuffin, though, because those have been around a very, very long time.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Could you imagine telling somebody, I don't know, I don't know why I'm thinking like a European, like, yeah, the only place I've tried eggs is at a gas station.
No, it's very American. The European mind cannot comprehend egg sandwich being great from a gas station.
These dumb Americans. Oh, bacon, egg, and cheese croissant from Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, my goodness.
Somebody says, I don't agree with that texture. However, it is draft week, and it's the day before the draft. Even you guys can at least talk some draft. I can't because I have no knowledge. If these guys want to talk about it, I'm more than happy to listen. I know who the Sun Sentinel has said the Dolphins are going to choose. And maybe we'll have Omar on tomorrow and see what he thinks. We'll definitely give you some draft talk tomorrow. But I really, beyond the, you know, Cam Ward's going to go one. Where will Genty go? Where will Shedeur Sanders go? I got nothing.
Dolphins taking a corner or a fat boy. I am interested to see how they use Jalen Ramsey, how to utilize him during the draft.
They don't have to trade him, though, before the draft. It actually behooves them not to.
Right.
They should, though. They should use it to get picks and upgrade, get young talent. I want them to move Jalen. It don't have to be tomorrow, but before the week's out, I want them to move Jalen and get some draft capital.
I do have some Dolphins notes.
Okay.
I can tickle.
Yeah, let's super serve that texter.
Okay.
The other texter we told go to hell. It's not the right show for you. This texter we're going to listen to and give him what he wants.
Mm-hmm. Because that person's like, oh, I've tuned in four times, and it's like, buddy, you can tune in 17 times. That, like you're going to get food or gambling.
That's still what you're going to get. Yes.
Yeah. Unless you tuned in yesterday at around 2:15, we're talking about penis.
Yeah, he'd probably enjoy it.
Somebody says, asking for draft talk in the midst of NHL and NBA playoffs for our miserable franchise is masochism. Enjoy the Panthers instead. George Richards will join us in the 4 o'clock hour.
There we go.
So Tua Tagovailoa is in the gym, and the Dolphins.
We saw the picture.
Yeah, the Dolphins, you know, took it upon themselves to post content of Tua on a squat rack, which I just find funny because Tua was getting criticized for partying. He was at a club. He was on a boat.
Everybody loves to pick on this guy anytime. And I don't get it. The guy's always in good shape. They try to find the most unflattering picture of him anywhere. It's enough already with this Tua nonsense. It's going to lead us right to the playoffs this year.
You ever heard the, you win getting off the bus when you put the biggest, strongest guy out there and the first to get off the bus because now you're intimidated?
Right, so, but that's and when you're first getting to know someone, right? You only have the you only have one chance to make a first impression. That's the saying. You only have one chance to make. Guy's been our quarterback for 5 years. We know who he is. He's not lazy. He wants to be out there playing. He's everything you want from your quarterback. Sans playoff wins.
He's not, but he's not physically impressive. He's a great
player. I disagree.
Hawk.
He's not DK Metcalf, if that's what you're saying, but I don't think he's physically unimpressive.
He's short and he has a little dad bod.
Again, you're taking the one photo out of context.
No, Hawk, he has no abs. He has no muscle tone. He can play. I like Tua. Solana hates Tua. I'm just telling you, if I'm an organization, I'm putting Jalen Phillips on the website. I'm not putting picture of Tua doing a squat.
Maybe he needs another tattoo. Like one sleeve was cool, the other one was cool too. Maybe a neck tattoo. Maybe that'll do it for me.
Hawk, we put out a picture of the show trying to physically intimidate somebody. It's you on the beach with no shirt on.
Well, I mean, it'll get attention.
It's just you know, we got to use what we got.
He's not wrong, Hawk. Like, me and Tua have the same body fat percentage.
Yeah, but you're super lean. Like, he's thicker than you're giving credit for. I don't. You guys are wrong on him. You're just wrong.
Hawk, he's everybody physically hates impressive.
Tua. Everybody hates Tua.
He is a top 10 quarterback. I've argued it for years. When he's healthy, he's amazing at football. But nobody sees Tua walking with his shirt off and says, oh, that guy plays ball. He looks like a regular dude. Mm-hmm.
We have the same arm strength as well.
Somebody says, leave it to Hawk to never have an egg in 60-some-odd years of living and breaks the streak because he had a coupon worth $4.
Can't give up this sizzly.
It is so true. You can't take the Jew out of Mocha or whatever the saying is.
Got to get me a sizzly.
I had my principles for 60 years until they handed me a free sizzly.
Sizzly.
Somebody says, please, no more draft talk. Joe Rose has beaten us senseless for the last week for his entire show about the draft and still has no idea who the Dolphins are taking.
Honestly, and nobody knows, but when you're in the teens, like, it's not sexy. Why do you think ESPN does Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward, Gentee? Like, you do the top guys, Travis Hunter. No one's breaking down other than Lewis Reddick and Mel Kiper, the guards in the 20s.
There are people who like that, and they think sports radio should be like that. I get it. Like, there are people who think that should be sports radio. And that's, I'm guessing, like, Travis Wingfield's pod, right, is really breaking down. He's very good at it.
Yeah.
But you're asking me to do something, Texter, that I literally can't do. I don't know the guys coming out in the draft.
Yeah. You have to genuinely watch tape. Last year, no joke, I wanted to pretend like I knew who the Dolphins were going to go after in the draft. So I read every single thing about every guy that was kind of picked to go between whatever it was, 15 and 25. And then the Dolphins took Chop Robinson, who I'd never heard of. And it's like, what? So what the hell did I do all that research for? Like, you have to watch film on these guys, like, legitimately, which is what Cal Krabs does.
And you've got to know what team has what needs. And, you know, again, beyond just the Dolphins, we know what needs they have. But, like, to really be able to figure out who's going to draft whom where, you have to know what each team needs, how many picks they have, which players fill those needs and where they're slotted. Like, it's so beyond my level of comprehension, I will stick with egg sandwiches.
And the guys that do watch film and the guys that spend hours on that breakdown, They're wrong half the time. Well, he's going here unless they take him first. And then, okay, right. Never mind. And now Shador goes number two, and now the whole draft's blown up. Hell with Mel Kiper. Lost me $8 million.
Somebody says the texter doesn't understand that this is a sports talk slash guy talk show. You guys make your listeners feel like we're friends, hanging out, chilling, drinking, talking about random stuff. That is the idea. You know, I always tell people, you don't have to get off on a sidetrack. This is not a sports show. It's a radio show. There's such a huge difference. Mm-hmm. There's such a huge difference. I know how to do radio. I've done radio my entire life. I just want to entertain you for 4 hours. I guarantee you, you will not listen to this show for 4 hours a day this week and learn anything from me about the Dolphins draft. That's why we bring guests on. But from me, you will learn the difference between a McMuffin and a McGriddle.
And a Sizzly.
But you will not learn anything about the draft. And I say that with great pride, by the way.
I've done a sports radio show where my co-host asked me, are the Dolphins utilizing their fullback to full potential? And I wanted to go home. This is terrible. What are we talking about, son?
All right, let's wrap up these headlines because Will Manso is going to join us from the land, and I want to find out what food he's eating.
Let's take bets. I'm saying he's had at least 2 cups of Starbucks coffee. That's what I'm coming in with.
Today or since he's been in Cleveland?
Since he's been there. He's been in there, what, 2 days already? 3 days?
Yeah, I'd set the over at 2.5.
And he likes pastries. He always talking about pastries.
Yeah.
Him and
Giselle.
Well, Giselle, I know, yeah. Got his wife's name.
Your weather from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Maybe he's had beefaroni. Who knows? Partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the 70s. That is your weather.
All right. Will Manso is going to join us from Cleveland in the next segment. RIP Porpoise Pod, by the way. Thank you for the texter.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Hawk and Crowder.
So
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I said we have boots on the ground everywhere today. Crowder is in Green Bay. He's there for the NFL draft, which is tomorrow. Beautiful motel overlooking an indoor pool. And Will Manso is in Cleveland. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Will Manso from Local 10 and FanDuel Sports Network Sun and Heat and Cavs tonight. You can watch it on FanDuel and you can listen to it here on 560 QAM. And you can see Will's reports from Cleveland on WPLG Local 10 while he's there. Hello, Will.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
How many cups of Starbucks have you had since you've been in Cleveland?
Zero. I found I'm a big coffee snob now since I married Giselle because she's a coffee snob. So now first thing I do when I get in Cleveland.
We got a bad connection here, Will. I think we should reconnect with him, Solana, because it's like sounds metallic.
You got me here?
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. That sounds better.
You got me? Is that better?
Yeah.
Answer the question zero because I'm a coffee snob.
Not that much better. To be quite honest, I take it back, Will. It's not that much better. It's like my my sexual encounters. Is this any better? Yeah, sure. It's great. It's not really that much better.
No, same thing I've had for years.
It's all I got.
What, Hawk, what are you a snob about? He said he's a coffee snob. I heard that part.
Oh, what am I a snob about? Travel. I am a travel snob. You are not. I do not like to fly in coach. Sometimes you have to. I do not like to fly in coach. And I do not like to stay at the hotels that you like to stay at, that you don't mind staying at.
Yeah, I don't like them.
I like to be comfortable.
But, Hawk, that's offsetting with your being cheap thing, because I sit in the back because I'm not paying an extra $400 to sit up front. I'm going an hour.
Right, but the thing is, if you're going to check a bag, well, there's $50, and then I don't know, and then you want to choose your own seat, so there's another $125, and it just your way to you can chip away at it. All right, Will back. Will, you're we were just talking
I'm
about.
Here.
What
I'm here. Check one, two. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, much better, much better. I thought because you lost the network affiliation, maybe all of a sudden they cut back on your cell phone.
We got on the cheap. Yeah, we went on the cheap. That's it. It's over.
Yeah, Boost Mobile now.
Yeah, we do. We got that one. That
they lost ABC. They're on Metro PCS all of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, how many Starbucks have you had?
Zero. Zero, because I'm a coffee snob now since I married Giselle, because Giselle's a coffee snob. So the first thing I do in any town that I go into when I'm working on the road is look for the best, like, little mom-and-pop coffee shops. And I found one, like, two blocks away called Lionheart. It's a nice little place. I've had my coffees there every day since I've been here.
Oh, good for you. I like that, too.
Support
I
local.
Much prefer to take care of the little local coffee places than
exactly.
the big corporate.
Support local. And trust me, Cleveland, they need it. My God.
What is like, there anything? Because Crowder's in Green Bay, and he's like, there's nothing here. And he's got a cup of cheese they gave him at the airport, because Wisconsin is known for cheese.
Correct.
Is Cleveland known for anything in the food arena?
And listen, in the 5 days I've been here, I would say the answer is no. I don't think so. Nothing was handed to me, and anything I bought, I haven't exactly enjoyed. It's been quite the interesting food stretch for 5 days. I'm ready to come home, guys.
Yeah. Back at what, Chris Chambers had like a long weekend for the kids there in Cleveland, and four or five guys, we were like, man, I'll get my own ticket. We're leaving Saturday. This is terrible.
Yeah. That's it. We're
Hell
out of
no.
here.
No, I'm good.
What about the kids?
The only good thing is the Yankees were in town, so I got to watch some Yankees baseball. I'm actually watching the game right now to my left. The stadium's open, so it's the ninth inning and they're up 5-1. That's the good thing of this week.
Yeah. That's cool. Matt Mervis hit another home run today, by the way, if you're a Marlins fan.
I saw that on my Twitter. I saw that he hit a home run. Look at you. You discovered him. You're the founding father
Mervis
of Matt
Militia. Mervis Militia. Yeah. We are here to serve. Will, Tyler Hero said they got punked in game one.
Yeah.
So how do they prevent that from happening again tonight?
I mean, they got to be physical. And Eric Spoelstra said this morning, he's like, look, we talked about it for 2 days. We know what we got to do. It's like, you don't even have to watch film. We have to. We can't let a team just out-muscle us, out-hustle us. Because I think, even though he won't admit it, I think we could admit it. The Cavs are better than the Heat. Like, they won 64 games. They were the best team in the East. You know, they've got a stacked, balanced team. We see Ty Jerome go for 28. I mean, those are things that you're up against already. When you're not getting the loose balls, diving on the floor, getting the 50-50 balls, hustling, taking charges, things like that, creating turnovers. He only created 7 turnovers. When you're not doing that, I don't see any way Miami wins one game in the series, let alone 4. So the way they do it is physicality right from the start.
And, Will, they have athletic bigs. Allen and Mobley, they can run and they're tall. Khalil Ware is, I don't want to say he got punked, but he didn't have the best game ever. He wasn't going up there and doing it. Is that something that we're going to see for the rest of the series, or can he address that?
I mean, look, it's tough. One of the good things, you know, people tell me like, oh, who cares if they made the playoffs? They're probably going to lose in the first round. To me, that's silly for a couple of reasons. Number one is you never know what's going to happen. But number two is you get the experience for these young players for their first taste of it. And let's face it, this is Khalil's first taste of the playoffs. If you want to talk about jumping right in, throwing to the fire. Hey, go up against two athletic big men like you just mentioned, you know, and against the best team in the East. I mean, that's a tough challenge for anybody, but especially a 20, 21-year-old rookie who didn't get much playing time for the middle of the season, still growing into his body. Unfortunately, guys, it's going to have to be trial by error, you know, thrown into the fire, and that means he's going to have some bumps. I mean, I don't think this is an easy series for Khalil to just go in and try to dominate. We saw the athleticism on some plays, even in game one, but consistently, it's a challenge for a young player like that.
Niko Jovic was asked by Jax yesterday. I think you were there, Will, and he's like, "I'm ready to go." He's like, "I'm good. put me in." Do you expect to see Niko or Pella maybe at some point, whether it's in this game or moving forward into the series? Because it kind of goes with your point to what we're talking about, Kalel Ware. Like, these are two young guys. You want to know what they have.
Yes and yes. I think Pella more so than Niko right away, because his injury was more short-term than Niko, who's been out a while. Spo addressed both. He says both are getting closer, both are ready, both are available. We saw Niko get a couple minutes. Now, I did ask Niko about playing and conditioning, and he's like, "Look, I mean, I feel great, but until I get in there, actually get minutes, I don't know what I'm going to feel like. So I need to just, when my number's called, be ready." I do think that number's going to get called. I don't think Spo's going to panic, let's say, today and just change everything. He even had the old cliche yesterday where he said, "I'm not going to reinvent the wheel." But I do think you have to tweak the wheel a little, right? You have to change things a little bit, because it didn't work in game one, and those two guys you mentioned are excellent.
Let me shift gears before we run out of time with you. Tomorrow is the NFL draft. I had asked this of someone earlier in the week. I'll ask you. Is there anything the Dolphins can do tomorrow that's going to annoy you? Like, if they don't select a corner, a lot of people are suggesting a corner, and a lot of people, Crowder included, are suggesting a lineman, you know, offensive line or even defensive line. If they don't take a corner or an offensive or defensive lineman, are you going to get annoyed?
You know, yes, I will a little bit, because I could see a situation where, look, you're going to get a talented player regardless, so I don't know how annoyed you could be unless it's a quarterback, which we know they're not going to take at 13. I think any player you take is obviously going to be talented, but like the Warren kid, the Penn State tight end, is so talented. If he's there, you know, are you going to really go offense and go in that direction? I think it's pretty clear the Dolphins need a corner, and especially with the Jalen Ramsey situation. The Dolphins need some meat on that offensive line. They could use a D-tackle. I mean, there are positions of need that are much more, I think, a focal point of what they need. And I will say this. I know Chris Greer doesn't say much in those press conferences, but I thought he kind of did a little bit last week when he said, "This draft fits our needs. We feel we can fill our holes in this, you know, with this draft." So to me, it's look at the needs, the positions you just mentioned, and that's the direction they're going with that first pick especially.
Yeah, Will, and the Jalen Ramsey situation, we all know he's not going to be here. And I keep saying I want them to move him during the drafts to get draft equity and go out and get his replacement or another, you know, piece of the puzzle, where I don't think Jalen should be on the Dolphins on Monday or Tuesday of next week.
See, and that's the thing. I don't know the mechanisms of cap hits. I don't understand it that well. That's more like a Barry Jackson thing. So I don't know exactly what the mechanism is of, okay, if you trade for picks, what it means as far as before for a certain date, June 1st, all those things.
I think it's better if they trade them after June. I think after June 1st, if they trade them, it's less of a hit on the cap.
But then, Will, you get something. It was Hawk, you get something next year?
Yeah.
Like, what are you pushing it off for? Yeah, he doesn't want to be here. You don't want him.
Yeah. It's a tough spot, because and it came up so quickly, right? Like, Chris Greer didn't even like deny it. It's just like, yeah, we talk, we're getting rid of him. He does, you know, like, they didn't get into specifics of why. It's just, it's best we move on. And now you're kind of stuck in that no man's land. Like, okay, you're gonna move on, but like, are you gonna get better as a team? Is it gonna help you? A player of his stature is gonna go, or is there gonna be any immediate impact? To Channing's point, you'd love for it to be now, but I think the way the cap works and the mechanism stuff, it's not that easy to just do that.
Will Manso, watch him tonight. FanDuel Sports Network, Sun, Heat, and Cavs. Cavs lead the series 1-0. Enjoy Cleveland, Will. You're heading home tomorrow, I'm guessing?
I tried that for 5 days. Yes, I'm heading home tomorrow. I cannot wait to get home.
You'll be no at the Dolphins facility, I guess, for the draft?
I will be in my home facility on the couch watching the draft.
Good for you.
Yeah, I can't wait
for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Nonsense. All right, see you, Will.
All right. All right, guys.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I've watched My 600-Pound Life enough. I could perform bariatric surgery right now.
Hawk and Crowder.